Waking up has never felt so good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Bendigo
Triple A. Very, very good morning to you. Did you say to me before that holiday for tomorrow's been locked in for a little while?
Yep, the grand final eve public holiday is locked in for the long term, Cogs.
Well, this happened years ago with the Melbourne Cup holiday. I know Heathcote had their show day. Anyway, I'll bring it up soon. The other thing, at last, a big business, well, not a big business, but a business coming to Bendigo that may even employ a few people and will be fairly busy, I reckon, for the CBD.
Let's hope it survives.
It'll be right,
and
I
sticks around for the long term, like that public holiday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. More soon. Let's just cut through the chase here. There's a bloody donut shop coming to Bendigo. It's Krispy Kreme.
Oh, no. I think it shouldn't come.
Oh, please.
Oh, we've got an obesity problem here in Bendigo, Cogs, and that's just going to put more fuel in the fire. Exactly.
Hang on. It's not Russia. You have a choice.
I know.
You can go down and go, you know what? I don't want those Krispies.
I know that. But if you have a sweet tooth and you haven't got...
Go away, you naughty donut. Cut it out. Stop looking at me.
That's right.
Get away from the middle of the town. It's in the old Gilly shop, Simon's old shop, by the way. In Littleton Terrace on the corner there. Used to be a servo a long time ago.
Did it really?
It did. So it's there on the corner of Queen and Littleton Terrace. So, yeah. Oh, you don't... Yeah, again, you...
I know you've got a choice, but if...
chase you the donuts and go, hey boy, come get it. Can I get your guts?
If you haven't got willpower, though, and you're trying to diet, then every time you walk past there, it's just going to stuff you up.
Well, it's sort of like a magnet. You don't walk past it like 500 metres away and all of them go...
Well, it actually...
stuck to the door,
do you? It actually is, because there's going to be a beautiful aroma coming from that shop. There's your magnet. There's your magnet.
They should be jailed for that.
You should.
Krispy Kreme's coming to town, the old Gilly shop, as I said, corner of Queen and Littleton Terrace. Look, you are. You can't help but say a word. One person's got stuck in you big time and you just can't help yourself. It's like a Krispy Kreme, which will be in Bendigo soon. You are like a magnet attracted to it.
Well, I just want to do the right thing. If I'm upsetting somebody.
A light.
I beg your pardon.
Like a big moth to a light.
Oh, can't stand moths. Why have you put a moth
like
in
you.
My head?
Anyway,
yes,
let's bring it up soon because you're in a spot of bother with this.
Yeah, and I'm going to do something today to hopefully assist me with not doing it, if that makes sense. Did that make sense, Gogs?
Yeah, you don't have a problem with pronouncing it.
Now to an out-of-this-world phenomenon. I hate this word. Phenomenon.
No, anyway, I don't have difficulty pronouncing it. That's probably the problem. It's too easy for me to pronounce. That's why I say it all the time. It's a crutch.
Yep. Money on the line here. More soon. So spill it out.
All right. So a few weeks back, got a message on our Facebook Triple M page. And it said, please stop using the word absolutely. Do you realise this? Yes, is the most overused word out there. Just listen to yourself and others and you will realise. Come on, find another word, please. You sound stupid.
Wow, that's a heavy word, stupid, isn't it? I mean, stupid is stupid, as Forrest Gump would say.
Mm.
I'm not a stupid man.
Mm.
Forrest would say that too.
Anyway, I didn't respond to this person. Somebody else did on my behalf and they said, absolutely.
I don't know who that was.
Oh, it was you. Trust you. Anyway, another message comes flying in yesterday morning at 8:17 a.m. Come on, find a better word than absolutely. How many times? They did say morning, by the way.
Sure.
Was this you as well? Because somebody else responded and said, absolutely, RJ. That's this person's
big RJ.
Initials.
He's a man, RJ.
All right. So I wrote to RJ this morning.
Because you're
paranoid. At 6:16. I'm not paranoid. I understand what he's saying. I do say it a lot. I use it as a crutch. Now, how many times have I said it already? I've said it about four times, haven't I?
I would have said four at least since you brought it up.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Mm.
So my message to RJ this morning was, morning, RJ. RJ, it's Kylie here. Miss absolutely. Can you... Oh, there's another. That's five.
That's five.
Can you please send a list of words that you would like me to use? And I will. In fact, today, I'm going to try really hard not to say the word absolutely. There's six. And each time I do, if I stuff up, I'm going to donate $5 to MND.
Oh, really?
Yes. because you and I, we've got the motor neuron disease event tomorrow.
With Jules down at the Road Gully Baird shop.
Yes. So what did we say I'm up to? Six. I've said it six times already. Okay, so he came back to me and he said, thanks for listening. What about using that's tremendous or excellent?
Or golly gosh. Oh, golly gosh.
Golly gosh.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. There's another.
That's not going to work. Because golly gosh is like a surprise, where absolutely is a confirmation. So golly gosh isn't going
to
work.
My great auntie Carol used to say, fair dinkum. Same thing. Fair dinkum.
Oh. What about dead set?
Yeah.
I could use that, couldn't I?
Oh, that's swell. You could be a little toffee because you're from Quarry Hill.
Of course, yes. Well, that would make
that's swell, Brian.
That would make me want to go surfing. So I've said it about probably eight times. What's eight times five? $40 already going to MND. From this point on, RJ, I'm going to try really hard not to say it. But I don't mind if I do because it's a bloody good cause.
Sure it is.
Absolutely it is.
For you it is.
That's nine.
It's a good cause for you to put money in. I think any cause that gets you to put your hand in your pocket is a very good cause. MND, we love it. More about that soon. We're going to catch up with Julie in about 30 minutes. Triple M.
Morning.
So the AFL footy grand final holiday, which we all think's weird. I do.
You can just call it the grand final public holiday.
Whatever. You know what I mean? So we've got a survey going and I just want to know what everybody thinks. Not everyone's against it, by the way, for the holiday tomorrow.
I think a lot of people have probably got used to it. I mean, initially when it came out, I mean, we all thought, yeah, great, a holiday, but a lot of us wanted it on the Monday for recovery as opposed to prelude. But we understand why it is on the Friday, because of the grand final parade. That was the main reason.
We can change it, though. We don't have to take what Melbourne does. I mean, we don't take Melbourne Cup holiday.
That's
some
true.
Might. Some tradies might, but certainly with the Bendigo Cup, we've changed that.
That's
why
a
can't
really
we change this?
Point.
We are.
Who do we go through, though, if we want to change it?
No, that's a very good call. That would be the federal member, wouldn't it?
Oh,
well, they're not in power, are they? Are they in power?
No, Labor are not in power. Liberal are in power.
All right, we're sort of that. Anyway, 68%
Monday.
But a
member could still, it doesn't matter if we're not in power.
This survey is not actually, you know, telling us that everybody wants it. 68% Monday, 32% Friday.
Okay. Well, according to the front page of today's Herald Sun, it is saying that the grand final eve public holiday is locked in for the long term. They're not looking at changing it to any other day, and it is here to stay. But you have got a valid point. We probably could change it if we wanted to. If our poll's strong enough.
Well, it isn't at the moment.
I know. What would it need to be, do you think?
I would have thought Monday. I think Monday for anyone is a good day.
No, but our poll, do you think it needs to be like 90%
to
10%?
Absolutely.
And then we should try and take that step to see if we can change
it. There's only 78 votes, so let's give it a go. Let's just see what happens a bit later, right?
I think so.
There's a bit happening today.
Oh isn't there, Cogs? We're going to be catching up with Julie Baird very soon regarding the Motor Neuron charity event tomorrow. I'm going into a big pool of ice. You've got the easy part behind the microphone, Cogs.
Yeah, your microphone. Anyway, maybe it'll get a drop in the water as well, do you reckon?
No, don't you dare. You'll have to pay for it if that's the case. And also, too, there's a bit of a rumour this morning, and as Cogs said, it has got holes in it.
It has. More soon, Triple M, intriguing. The big news getting about this morning, Kylie, is about some donuts. And as soon as I heard it, I thought they'd probably go with this theme song. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
I got donuts in my tummy.
We're talking about Krispy Kremes. It did actually come from the Facebook page, Bendigo Have Your Say.
Where all good things come from.
That's right. And we put it on our Facebook page this morning because we're excited. Well, Cogs was, I wasn't.
I was.
But we heard a few little rumours from our news journalists. So we decided to get Natalie Hudson on the line. Now, Natalie is the events and publicity manager for Krispy Kreme. Good morning, Natalie.
Hey, Nat. Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, what Kylie just said was, now, what's going on here, Natalie? Krispy Kremes, people are yelling and screaming for it in Bendigo, Nat, but let's get to the core of it. Is it happening?
Well, we'd love it to happen, but unfortunately, we're not going to be able to open the store on the November 13th.
People are weeping everywhere, Natalie.
We love the fact that Bendigo has a huge fan base of Krispy Kreme. And why wouldn't our donuts are amazing? But yeah, this is the first that we've heard of it as well.
Oh dear.
My goodness.
This is good though. They've done well with this. Yeah. They've got your name out there, Dan.
Yeah, I know. But yes, sorry to all the Bendigo fans. We never say never. But unfortunately, yeah, we don't have anything to do with this announcement.
Basically, Natalie, we have totally been stitched up.
Well, it's a mystery to all of us, I think. We're trying to find out where it's come from. I think there must be a really passionate donut fan.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Yeah.
Do you know, we had the same sort of thing happen a few months ago with a Women of the Night organisation.
Just a strip club in Bendigo. Strip club. Nothing to do with Krispy Kremes, of course.
Not at all. But somebody went to the extent of doing a label for it and putting it on the vacant shop's window.
Well done.
Kittens, you know, the...
Nat wouldn't know.
No. Nat's. Are you Sydney-based, Nat?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure,
yeah. No, you wouldn't know about kittens.
Places but... up there in Sydney, just like
exactly.
that. Carlson would have thought. Nat would know.
Yeah. Anyway, we're wondering.
Apologies to all our Bendigo fans.
Thanks, Nat. We're wondering if it's the same person here in Bendigo that stitched us up the last time. But you never know, though. We may be considered in the future. Nat, now that you know how much...
We never say never.
Exactly.
Yeah, Nat, Lily Street, Golden Square's where you send the donuts to, please.
Okay. Keep you on the list.
Thanks, Nat.
Thanks, guys.
On you, Natalie.
Nat from Krispy Kremes. Not happening in Bendigo. That's sad.
It is. Well, it is for you. I think it's good because I wasn't happy with it either. I didn't tell Nat, though.
Well, that's good.
I?
She's still on the phone. She'll be wrapped. Pick it up now and have a yak to
No!
Triple M.
Morning.
MND. Big fundraiser is coming up tomorrow at Bendigo Golf Club. Kylie, you're going to enjoy yourself out there because it's all about the ice bath.
I am to a point, I think.
To a point, yeah. Mm. And you'll be looking for tomorrow. You're going to have a cool change,
yeah,
all right, don't worry.
Of course I am. It's going to be a freezing change. Well, yeah. The lady behind the event, Julie Baird, good morning.
Hey, Jules.
Good morning, Brian and Kylie. How are you?
Hey, Jules, did you sort Billy out? You were serving him a second ago at the Moaning Gully shop.
No, Bill's looking after the cafe for me.
Oh, he's a good boy, isn't he, Billy? Now, Julie, now we've got your attention. Hey, tomorrow's going to be big. You've been raising money for a little while in regards to MND. You're a bloody champ, but tomorrow, how are you looking money-wise and how's it all work?
Looking pretty good at the moment. We've got about $48,000 for our car at the moment.
Wow.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah. So my target is $55,000 if I can make it.
Jill, when you say the car, just explain MND. We know the Neil Danaher situation, which everybody would know, well and truly publicised, and for all the right bloody reasons too, trust me. But what you do is you have the dip, jump in the ice, everyone does that. What's the money going to? Did you say a car?
Danaher's Drive.
Yeah, so I'm actually participating in the Danaher Drive, which goes throughout Victoria. And then you have to raise money to participate in it. So this is the money that's going all towards the car.
Julie, what's the amount that the starting amount that you have to raise to be able to participate in Danaher's Drive?
It's only $5,000.
Rightio.
That's not enough for me.
No, absolutely not, because you want to go over and beyond, obviously, because all of the money that you do get over and beyond goes into to research. And as we know, too, they've come a long way thanks to Danaher's Drive and all the big ice thing down in Melbourne and everything that everyone else does. It's they've really made some really good progress, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. They raised millions, yeah. We're up to $1.2 million at the moment for the Danaher Drive.
Gee, that's good, isn't
it? Just for this year.
Hey, Julie, obviously, sadly, your mum passed away from MND, Kylie, so it's close to your heart, and you've had a few pass as well, Jules.
Yes, my friend Liz died in February. He was going on the drive last year with his wife and I, and he was just too sick. Mm. So his wife's participating this year.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, I remember meeting him last year, too.
He'll be with her on that drive.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. He was out there last Chicago.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's an insidious disease, as we know, and, I just think it's absolutely fantastic with what you are doing, Julie. And, look, I'm I've got a thing going at the moment today. I've got a word that I use as a crutch. It's called absolutely, or it is absolutely.
That's another $5.
Oh, my goodness. That's 10, mate. That's 10. So
10 bucks, John.
Every time I say it, Julie, I'm donating $5 to MND. So I'm up to $55 yep. right now. So make sure you chase me up tomorrow after I'm...
You'll need to chase her up too, Jules. To go, oh, what money? What are you talking about?
We actually got Jake Stringer going down the slide tomorrow
you
as
do.
Well now. Yeah.
Oh, Jackie. He is. Good on him, because you weren't sure when we spoke to you the other day whether he was going down or not, so he's good.
He is, and we got the Mickleton medalists.
Well, let's talk about that boy, Adam Baird. He's your son. He won the Mickleton medal. Is he actually going down, young skin, yes. or not? Yeah?
Yes, he's going down the slide, yes.
So how many of us are there going down the slide?
We've got about 20 adults, and then we've got 8 children, I think, going. Yeah.
Who goes first?
Can you make sure Kylie goes last?
No, I want to go first.
And there's about 90 golfers, but we're still looking for more golfers if anybody would like to come out and have a bash.
All right, we'll get in touch with you at the Maiden Gully Shop, Jules. Just quickly, too, with Adam winning the Mickleton medal, Golden Square boy, extraordinaire. Does his talent come from you, Julie?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I was thinking you're going to be modest, but, oh, you were.
No, I think his work ethic might come from me, but, he's got a big tank.
Yeah, has he what? He's a good boy. And they're all good boys, Travis as well. Hey, Jules, we'll let you go. We'll see you tomorrow, MND, 10:30 for the big dip, which you're in, Kyle's, and then 11 o'clock, it's the hit-off for the golf, the tee-off, I should say. So it's going to be big. More details. Go and see Jules at the Maiden Gully Cafe, too. We look after people, won't you?
Sure will. Thanks for having me, Doggo and Kylie.
Good on you, Julie.
Good on Julie. You're bloody champion. Good stuff. Julie Baird, MND, it's a big fundraiser tomorrow. Back after this. Triple M. Channel 9, to be there early. Nathan Curry. Hello, cuzza.
Hello, guys.
Hello, Nathan.
Nathan, seriously, Kylie's bawling over you, and I think it's great. It's your final time.
I've got the tissues, Nathan. Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, one of you seems to be showing a little bit of emotion about this. I'm sad, Coggo. Surely, we've had 3 good years. Coggo, surely I'll need something.
Has it been that long?
So you've been with him for 3. Years. I've been with him for, 9, and I'm the one that's upset.
9 months.
I could have had a baby in that time.
You could. Now, we'll cut that out. Hey, Nathan, sport, you went to the footy show last night. Now, you're a Channel 9 man, and obviously we are because we work for the same company. But at the same time, what were your thoughts on the Channel 9 footy show?
I actually liked it. I've had a bit of a late night, so I haven't seen any reviews or anything. But my take, I really enjoyed it. I liked the spectacular of it. I thought the players' review was... One of the best. I thought Sam and Dex's Star is Born routine was just pretty impressive. I just really liked it. I'm a big fan of live entertainment. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. Whether they want to look at bringing it back every year, it's something I'd be up for.
I think that's not a bad idea. I don't think the show should come back, though. I think it's had its time.
Annual, yeah. Yeah.
I like the idea of just having the big grand final stuff. So far.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of it when Maureen Hafey joined them and Kevin Sheeds, and I just found it a little awkward, but it was only like that spot that I was watching, and
well,
I just thought,
oh, it's
a bit awkward.
Yeah, sometimes it just doesn't go as well as you want. Mm.
Yeah,
a bit like live radio, really.
The coaches came on. I think Dimmer relates to the Damien Hardwick can really relate with the panel, whereas I think it's a bit harder for Leon Cameron when he's up in Sydney.
Yeah.
He's only staring at a camera on a tripod. So, yeah, it can go. A bit pear-shaped, a bit awkward at times.
Cuz nothing like your news. It's always perfect. Notice how I'm sucking up the last one.
Yeah, you are now.
Mate,
I've learned, when I started this segment, Coggo, I was always worried to get things right, but as I've probably learned, I think it's funnier when I start up.
It is. I've got a co-host that does the same thing. Now, the thing is...
Particularly today, too. I'm having a shocker.
Did you say live radio before the way?
I said live radio.
Hey, Nathan, grand final Saturday. Let's get on to it quickly.
Yes.
Richmond, GWS, everybody is... on the Tigers. They are out and out favourite. GWS, got to be a chance, though.
Yeah, I think they are. I think the only concern I have about the Giants is the fact that they're pretty battered and bruised, I reckon.
Mm.
The Tigers should have the fresh legs, but the way the Giants are playing, their style clearly stacks up in finals. So it's just a matter of whether... I think Whitfield's definitely playing
But whether they're rushing back, I think Cornelio made a good decision in not putting his hand up. But I think that was a really selfless act, and I think the right decision. So it's just a matter for me whether their bodies can go around one more time.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because they have been battered a bit. And I was thinking if it was to rain, they'd be in with a super chance, because they played so darn good on Saturday just gone in the prelim against Collingwood.
Oh, it was, the last 5 minutes was like backyard footy sort of stuff, really close, just everyone stacks on. I loved it. And yeah, they did exactly what they needed to do to get over the line.
Yeah, they did. I was actually there, Nathan, my first ever prelim. And
you would have seen her, mate. You're in the corporate area, so you would have seen her.
Yeah, but you would have had sitting down. I had standing only, even though we did steal a couple of seats towards the end. But, yeah, no,
I was sitting on my lounge room floor, Kyle.
No, oh, you weren't there. Oh, I thought you were there.
He's got a lounge room at the MCG, trust me. Hey, Cuzzy, we're going to run out of time, mate. Your prediction for the grand final?
I'll go Richmond to win. I'll go Dion Prestia for the Norths.
I think everybody's going for Dion Prestia.
Yeah, look, it was a safety.
Don't be surprised if...
He's definitely... Is it the Gary Ayres medal for the player of the final? I think he'll get that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Mate, thanks for the last 3 years. What are you doing? You stepped up. You've taken Chomper's job, have you?
Oh, sorry, he was trying to take Hitch's job last night.
How was he?
On the Melbourne News. No, Chompers is safe for now. I put it in footy and Acula. I'm just doing a bit more of off-field things as opposed to just on-field. So
you got another gig, haven't you? You got another channel, haven't you?
No, I definitely do.
Because you're
doing
between
more
the
off-field. Yeah. What does that mean, off-field?
He's got another gig somewhere. Yeah, as you can
so
tell.
So we're not going to see you as much behind the camera?
No, you'll still see me on the news at night, but they want me to do more behind-the-scenes sort of stuff during the day at 9. More hands-on producing content.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Pay rise.
That sounds, he's what he's saying is about as fake as a Krispy Kreme's in Bendigo, seriously. He's moving channels, aren't you, Cuzzy? That's what you're doing.
I'm definitely not.
He's not. Yeah, you're married to Nine, aren't you? Cuz, thank you. It's been really wonderful having you on the show, and we wish you all the very best.
Thank you, guys.
There's my tears again.
And what'll happen is I'll text him in the future and you'll go, who's this?
Sorry, well, who's this?
Thanks, Cuzzy. You're a good man, mate. Take care. Look after yourself. And with that lovely Eliza that you're with at the moment, make sure you get down on the one knee, mate, because you are punching above like there's no tomorrow.
I'm sure I'll get it dirty at some stage. Thanks so much, Cogger.
Look forward to the info in the mail. Won't hold her breath, fair enough. Thanks, Cuzza.
See ya, Cuzzy.
Bye, guys.
Channel 9's Nathan Curry's a good man, actually.
It's time to welcome our only guest who's ever demanded his own stage or in music. He is Digi Boy. A.K.A. Kyle.
Digi Boy. Mate, Kylie, is that rap with your spot you do, Kylie Boy, that she's done a run around?
She's nicked off. She's nicked off.
She said, oh, well, it's time for me to get out. You boys can talk. Says a lot about your segment, mate. No. There you go, brother. Look, your initiative, and I haven't said this off here, so I'm going to say it on, is you took a couple of youngsters and their parents down to VidCon last weekend. Mate, well done. They loved it. You loved it. It was a great thing. Well done with our Triple M listeners.
Yeah, mate, it was fantastic. So we had Abigail and Ethan were our digital correspondents, junior digital correspondents, and they had a great time down at VidCon.
Abigail Epworth and Ethan Collins.
That's the one. Yep. So, and their parents, Chris and James, came down with us, and we also bumped into a couple of other Triple M listeners as well. Joey's name was, and he was pretty keen to have a beer at the end of the day, more than the VidCon itself. But anyway, everyone had a great time, and the kids actually learned a thing or two. And Coggo, I did quiz them. Just before you do that, tell us
what VidCon was, or VidCon, I should say. What did it mean? What, for people that don't know?
Yeah, so I guess it's a celebration of online video content, and a great opportunity for people who have been successful to teach others how they've done it and how they've cut their teeth creating YouTube videos and making good money and also success and fame online.
What do you think, Kylie? Need it. She's not here. Anyway, go on. So this will be humorous because you've asked me to set this up.
No, it won't be too. It's not humorous at all, Cogger. Oh. But you've always gone to me, hey Kyle, how can I make big money online? And so I've quizzed the experts, Abigail and Ethan, to find out. So
this is what they have to say, eh?
Yeah. So Cogger thinks he's a pretty good YouTuber. What do you think, what tips do you have for Coggo?
Honestly, just make videos or delete your channel.
Make videos. And Abigail, what do you have for Coggo?
Try and upload daily and have good content.
Oh, that's good advice. Did he just tell me to get rid of my channel?
Yeah, I think he did.
What did he do?
I think he did, and rightly so, Coggo. You're a bit, you're not creating too many videos,
bloody show, that little smarter. Hey, are you right down there? What are you doing?
I'm plugging in my computer cogs.
It's that's more important flat than Kyle, by the look of things.
Getting the charger happening, getting the charger. So Coggo, more YouTube videos from you, and just create quality content was the words from Ethan and Abigail, our junior digital correspondents.
Okay, well, good on them. How old are they again?
12 and 8.
Yeah, right, okay. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and top a 12 and 8-year-old as far as videos are concerned, as if I can do that.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Very clever.
They are clever. They've got one.
Maybe we could take a video of Kylie trying to put a cord in the Triple M studio.
Maybe we could get one of the 8 or 12-year-olds to come in and do it for me. I'm struggling.
Yeah, don't do a back injury, Kylie. Bending down there, you would. So, can I tell you about something else? Footy Grand Final.
Hurry up,
this week
with you, mate.
Yeah, I'll tell you quickly. So, there's this really cool thing that I saw on my feed. It's called Footy Golf. So, Footy Golf is a thing where you get a wheelie bin. And you can you set up a golf course in your backyard.
Really?
And you actually, so rather than using a golf club, you use a footy and you have a kick and
really?
Yeah. So it's a thing that's happening.
She's taking the whiz out of you.
He doesn't get it.
He's taking the whiz out of you.
Footy golf.
Yeah, but she's taking the whiz out of you. She's saying wheelie.
Oh, very funny.
I got it. Hey, mate, that's a good idea, but I know years ago we did a competition up at the QEO. It was halftime of the grand final where you had to get the ball in the bin. It's not easy to do from a distance.
No.
Footy into the bin. Not easy to kick
it.
But if you're on a par three, you can just chip it in and, yeah, but hard to get it in one.
Yeah, it
hole
is.
Hole in ones are tough.
Not one of your greatest ideas, but we'll work on that.
Are you going to be doing it on...
Oh, I thought
AFL Grand Final Day?
Weekend? Yeah. Yeah, over the weekend somewhere. Yeah. I'm sure we'll get a wheelie bin and we'll set it up.
Just quickly, mate. Did you get the invite to...
Oh, don't. My AFL Grand
no
Final
one
barbecue.
Here, Kyle, got an invite. No one.
Oh, no, I might rock up.
There's 100 going and not one of us here from the radio station.
Oh, you're kidding, yep. Kyle.
Well,
come on.
If you're going to rock up, bring your wheelie bin. Okay. And not for golf, but we'll need another one because there's a lot of people coming.
150 get in.
Jesus.
That's the problem. Thanks, Didge.
No worries, guys.
He's our man. If you've got any questions for him, yell out and we'll ask, but he knows what he's doing. If he doesn't know, he'll ask an 8 and 12-year-old.
He will indeed.
Triple M with Didge.
Triple M's home improvement, $10,000 worth of home improvements.
You
thanks to Central
beauty.
Kitchens, Coolabah Turf, Eagle Hawk, Hire and Sales, and 40 Winks. As we say good morning to Janet from Strathfield, saying...
Hey, Janet.
Hey, Janet.
Hello.
Janet,
how are you going?
Seriously, are we mad? Are we off our rockers?
Quite possibly.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
Janet.
Good. Yeah, no, I think that's a fair call, Janet. Yeah, we are.
Can we just
hang
out on
Janet? We're addicted to being stupid and having fun.
Hey, Janet, you watched the block last night. And you grabbed the code word, hence the reason why we're calling you, because we did draw your name out a few minutes ago. What was the code word?
Luxury.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. Is that right, by the way?
It is correct. And you'll be living in luxury if you do win the big one. We're drawing it November 1. What would you do?
Oh, no doubt, the family bathroom.
Yep.
It's been on the to-do list since we bought the house about 6 years ago.
What's it like? What era are we talking?
Look, the yellow laminate is just an eyesore.
Yellow Laminex. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the beautiful shell tile detail, you know, is something I loathe every time I go in there.
I think it was great in 1968 when that was popular.
Well, that's right. And a nice little beach house on the actual beach would be great, but not for Central to Victoria.
Oh, no. I couldn't do it. I could not do yellow every morning when I was having a shower. Absolutely not.
There's no prettying that up.
No.
I can see why you have entered Triple M's home improvement. You are in the draw, as we said. So well done and good luck.
Thank you so much.
Good
cheers.
Kate.
Okay.
It was Kate, wasn't it?
No, it was Janet.
Janet, sorry, yeah, Janet. But,
that's okay.
I'll
forgive you.
Hey, wasn't you, Billows?
It wasn't
me, but it was Kylie again. Nicole Basham is not happy with you.
Oh,
she
what
said,
have I
not
done
to
if
mention
I missed
her
birthday?
Name on the radio. But it says she's not happy because this morning it was Dylan Cubic 21 and Cody May having a birthday.
And what
so
did I say?
Get it right. You said another name that's no
one's
heard
of. I'm so sorry.
So you've had a bad one, haven't you? You've talked about Krispy Kremes and how they weren't fake, and now poor old bloody Nicole's upset with her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's an honest mistake. No, it's malicious. Wasn't.
You meant it.
And I've said, oh, there we go again. Yeah, absolutely.
What's the count? What's the tally?
Oh, gee. 11?
11.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, isn't it?
Hey, this is on the radio before. We got a few people in the draw. We need to do this on the wing. It's coming up next month. Don't you worry about that.
Yes. Killing Heidi. Your chance to meet them. How good's that? Yep. Get something signed if you want.
Yeah.
Maybe. Don't forget John Stevens.
Oh, yeah, of course, John Stevens.
John Stevens would be awesome to meet, I reckon. What a true Aussie rock star.
Sheridan Taylor? Taylor Sheridan? It's been one of those days.
Can I just talk to you?
How many, when John Stevens is on stage, how much Jesus Christ Superstar gear do you think he's going to do?
Probably
a bit.
I'd like him to do Hallelujah. Anyway, was that on Jesus Christ? Hallelujah?
Yeah. I don't believe it was. Was it?
Oh, don't ask me. I'm sleep deprived today.
The Leonard
Cohen
one? Or?
Okay, can we do this draw now?
Yes, we can.
Right, my God. Yeah, I love that one, by the way, Leonard Cohen. Oh,
good song.
He was amazing.
He's
okay.
Not with us anymore,
no, he's not. He's passed.
Nearly 9 o'clock. How we wrap this up? I imagine you guys have got about 5 more segments to do.
So I'm just reaching into all of these goddamn entries. Well done. 24 people in the drawer.
Just in your own time.
And we don't.
Just got some poll results to read out too.
For goodness sakes. Cameron Hyatt.
Hey,
well done, Cameron. You're heading along on the wing. You're going to hang out with Killing Heidi, Ella Hooper and the gang.
The time she got there, Billows, I thought the concert was going to start. It's a month away.
Oh, for goodness sake, you two. That's it for us. Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow morning on your AFL Grand Final holiday.
Someone else isn't.
No, I got tomorrow off. Have fun.
Oh, lucky you.